Hello, everybody. We are here with a quick word from our friends over at Newsly.
Newsly is an audio app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice.
For the first time in history of the internet, the web becomes listenable.
Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing. Stop scrolling. Start listening.
And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries, and our podcast, We Are Marvel, is there too.
Download and use Newsly for free now from www.newsly.me or use the link in the description of this episode. To get a one-month free subscription, use the promo code MARVEL.
That's www.newsly.me. And don't forget, let them know that we sent you there by using the promo code MARVEL, M-A-R-V-E-L. Hello, everybody, and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all of the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse. And we are also the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Please go check them out today. And while you're there, head on over to our page, We Are Marvel Pod, and give us a like and follow. Please and thank you. We are your hosts. My name is Justin.
And my name is Jeremy.
Welcome to the show. I think we can come up with a fourth thing to say to make our intro even longer. I'm going to work on that. but we'll see how that goes.
I'll thanks for joining us, everybody. Sixth one.
Okay.
Yes.
Plan ahead.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Each phase will add another one, so we have as many as we are into phases.
I love it. And everybody hates it.
Yeah.
As they should.
Yeah, I would.
No, seriously, though, thank you for joining. We do appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you can, follow us on social media. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. You don't have to.
We're on all the things, but our most active one, quote-unquote, is Facebook. That's where I post funny pictures and things about, mostly just funny pictures, but things about the show and whatnot. So check that out. It's a fun time.
Yes, that's right.
Speaking of fun times, Jeremy, I'm pretty excited for this one. I gotta say.
All right, that's good.
Like, it's a little, I mean, whenever I get excited about an episode, it always ends up not as good as I hoped.
Great. But, thanks. Can't wait.
Yeah, so hype up that juice now. But I don't know. I've always kind of wanted to fan cast the MCU. Like, I always try and find a reason for us to do it in some way, right. And I never have.
And this is it, huh?
This is I think, as close as we're going to get until another reason I can think of to fan cast the MCU. But, so this started out as what if the Muppets were the Avengers in honor of the greatest Marvel film of all time. I would say. Wow. Our first in our new year, which was Howard the Duck, which I don't know if we ever actually confirmed or denied if the Henson Company had anything to do with Howard the Duck.
Oh, I don't think we did. Yeah. I can try and find something now.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough that George Lucas did, but I think they did, but let's just say they did. Howard looked like a Muppet. So I was like, hey, let's just fan cast the Muppets as Avengers. And then I thought that will take 5 minutes and then we won't have any more show to do. So we are essentially fan casting them as several different cartoons and characters from animation and whatnot. So I have four different lists. Jeremy has four different lists. Aside from maybe one or two, we really don't know which ones we did.
Yes.
So we're going to swap off. We'll get the Muppets out of the way first. I don't know if you even did a Muppets one.
I did do a Muppets one.
I'm very proud of you. I thought you'd go,
wasn't easy.
No, it was not easy. And that
I don't even know if this works, but
no,
we'll see.
It's good
you have to tell me. Yeah, that works.
I love the Muppets. I'm going to say that right now. Like, I love the Muppets all the time, every day. I was just watching Top Chef, and they had Elmo, Cookie Monster, and I can't remember the purple monster's name, on as, like, judges of a cookie contest, and it was just, like, my favorite thing ever. So I am excited for this. So without much further hype and ado, because I'm just going to oversell, we're going to go through our lists, give a brief reason why, and move on, because we got four of these to do each. So, my Muppet, do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I don't know if you were going to finish the intro kind of thing.
I don't know. Well, we do need to
fit music in.
That's fair. I did behind forget. The curtain there. I did forget.
You started to do it? And I know. Okay, here it is. Yeah.
I blanked. I'm glad you said something because I would have forgot. So, without further ado, before I get too ahead of myself, because I'm so excited for Cartoon Avengers, grab your Icarus for crying out loud, and let's get into the show. Okay, I've met all of the requirements for doing an episode actually starting a show.
I can appreciate it. You are excited. That's good. I'm happy for you.
Well, you know, I'm
worried about letting you down now.
I know you will, but it's fine. I think...
Wait, I said I'm worried about it, not that I will, but...
Huh. Jeez. That's interesting. Well, I mean, it was kind of like this, I don't even remember when I texted you, but I was just like, I had this kind of brainstorm the other day of like, what if we did other things and not just Muppets, so this could actually be an actual episode, and it was a challenge. I spent a fair amount of time yesterday doing it. Some were harder than others. Hardest of which ended up being the one that this started out as is the Muppets. So for me...
Yes.
As Captain America, I went with Sam Eagle.
Oh, okay, nice.
I saw it in, I will preface this with a lot of these I got off of Pinterest, because this is kind of where the idea came to my brain in the first place, is I spend more than enough time on Pinterest than I should, and I saw these years ago, and I was like, these are fucking awesome. So I have tons of pictures in my many, many boards of different characters as Avengers.
Nice.
And, you know, obviously you would think maybe Kermit as Cap because he is like their leader. It makes sense. And I'm not going to knock that if that is a route that others on this show took. But Sam Eagle is America. He is like, just if you watch Muppet Christmas Carol and he's talking about, you know, it's the American way. Like it's... He's Captain America. He really is.
That's fair.
Yeah. I went.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Are we going to go back and forth with who you do as Cap and I do who is Cap?
We can for this one since it's the one that we have of the same list. I think the others will, unless we end up having the same list on something, we'll just have to go down our individual lists.
Yeah.
But since this is the only one I know for sure we have the same, let's do that.
Yeah, okay, so for my Captain America, I went with the obvious.
It's not a bad choice.
No, not at all.
He is their leader.
I agree. Yes. Yeah, and that's what I put it. He said they're both leaders. They're symbols of hope.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, Kermit's very calm, resourceful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought, he'd make a great Captain America, but you may add good arguments, too. I actually do have Sam Eagle as someone later.
Oh, nice.
So we'll get to that when we get to that.
Well, I'm glad we're already shaking it up. I went with something interesting for Iron Man. I went with Scooter.
Okay.
It was tough, but I felt like he was sort of the brainiac. You know, there's no one really, aside from maybe Miss Piggy, that has the ego of a Tony Stark. But I figure Scooter has the brains that you could be like, he's kind of a nerd, Tony's kind of a nerd. I almost thought of maybe him as a Bruce Banner.
Oh, yeah.
But I have someone else's Bruce Banner that I liked more, so.
Okay. All right. I was hoping you didn't have that idea of Miss Piggy. I didn't pick her, but it was kind of an honorary mention. Because, Miss Piggy, very narcissistic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it fits perfectly. But I used her for someone else.
Yeah, me too.
But for Iron Man, probably the same person.
Yeah,
actually went with Gonzo.
Interesting.
So, from what I found, at least, is that he's a technologically savvy kind of guy. He'd be, he'd be a funny take on Iron Man. So, which Iron Man is funny. He has a lot of one-liners, a lot of quips that I we both love, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I went with Gonzo for Iron Man. That is Although true. I do love the Miss Piggy one. It might be better.
Yeah, it could be, but neither of us did it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, for my Thor, I went with Gonzo.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of obvious, the alien kind of thing, but it seemed, I don't know, that's really the only connection that I made, is like they're both like characters that are from further reaches, weirdos, that aren't necessarily, you know, the normal animal person that you would have in your Avengers. So
yeah, that's fair.
And he wears a cape and flies as the Amazing Gonzo, so, or Super Gonzo. So
that's fair. I numbered my characters, and I don't have Thor. I do have six. I don't know why I have.
I have several characters, by the way. Like I went. A lot of my. I didn't just do main Avengers.
I went main six Avengers for all my lists.
Oh, okay. Well, I went above and beyond.
Yes, I guess you did. I guess we'll have to skip me for my Thor. I can't believe I missed him.
Wow. And he's your favorite character.
I know.
Fail.
But, I mean, you make a good argument with the Gonzo, so I guess all Gonzo playing two roles in my list.
It wouldn't be the first time an actor has played two different roles in an MCU movie. Usually it's not the same movie, but, you know, what do you do? So, for my Bruce Banner, I went with Dr. Bunsen Honeydew.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that made the most sense. And my Hulk is obviously Animal.
Yeah, that's fine.
And how could you not? Like, he's the rage monster that just freaks out of nowhere.
Okay, no, I just found it. I actually had Animal as Thor. That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, so I have Animal. He's wild, frenetic energy. He loves to drum.
He's got a beard.
So I think he'd be So he's got, you know, some godly powers.
All right.
There we go. So, yeah, I put Thor's godly powers. Okay.
Okay.
So I did have one for Thor.
Faking us out.
Dodged a bullet there.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right, so my Hulk, I didn't do, I just did, mostly I focused on Hulk, not Bruce Banner.
Yeah, I think this is the only one I actually did a Bruce Banner, because Honeydew just seemed to work so perfectly. Like, he's a scientist, works with chemicals, he's green. Like, it flows. I don't think I did a Bruce for anything else.
Oh, okay. So for Hulk, I just did Fozzie Bear. It's very lovable.
I like that kind of character. I like that better than what I did with Fozzie. I was really having a tough time with Fozzie.
Yeah, it's I think he fits. You know, he's accident prone and that kind of stuff, which very reminiscent of young Hulk, or mentally young Hulk, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it works.
That's fair. The one that I think we both have in common, Black Widow, Miss Piggy. It just makes sense, mostly because they're both girls, and there's that. But you know, if she's fiery. She'll fight you. She'll roundhouse kick you out of nowhere.
Yes, exactly. Like. That's exactly what I got. I got her as very strong, very confident, and she's got like a no-nonsense attitude. So, I mean, it fits.
Yeah. And I think it works good with my Nick Fury, which is Kermit.
Okay. That's a great spot for Kermit.
I saw that on Pinterest, and I was just like, you know, that's clever. He's the leader. He's the one that brings them all together. And the connection with Black Widow, Miss Piggy, it was like, that just, it works pretty well.
And I love picturing Kermit with a patch on and a leather jacket. that's hilarious. I don't have a Nick Fury, but I will go with my my Hawkeye. And so this is where I have my Sam Eagle. I know he's a more serious than I think Clint Barton is. He still jokes around here and there.
Yeah.
But I got Sam Eagles being my kind of serious, down-to-earth kind of guy. So that's who I picked for Hawkeye.
You know what I could see is Sam as Fury.
Oh, yeah.
That wouldn't be bad.
I'd like that.
I'd watch that. I do have a couple of... My Hawkeye is Fozzie.
Okay.
Mostly because I couldn't think of a good place for him, honestly. Yeah, there was just, like, I thought, I don't know, like, I thought about maybe Iron Man, I was like, eh, it doesn't really work. I thought maybe Thor, and I was like, eh, it doesn't really work. So, and it sucks because Fozzie's my favorite, but I had to stick him with Hawkeye, because I also couldn't think of anyone to be Hawkeye. So, they both kind of, like, lumped together. I did try and fill out a couple of Guardians characters, which is, I think, where our list is going to differ for all of these, because a lot of them I found some Guardians to do.
What do you got for that?
I put Rolf the Dog as Star-Lord as another one that I couldn't think of anywhere else to put Rolf the Dog, but also a love of music.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the very loose connection I made there, the love of music.
I like it.
Rizzo the Rat is Rocket, which is a thing that I saw on somewhere, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. So I used that.
Yeah, that fits.
And then I used Beaker for Groot, because all Beaker says is me, 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 and then all Groot says is I am Groot. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine them having a conversation.
Right? Me, 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 Groot, Groot, Groot.
Be great.
Yeah. All right. That is, I think, the last one that we have together. Yeah, if that changes, we'll chime in. So I guess I'll go first with my... I'll just go the one in order. Pixar.
Okay. Oh, no, I didn't have a Pixar.
The characters of Pixar. Again, a lot of these I took from Pinterest, but I put some thought into this one, and I tried to kind of mix some of them up. There are some very obvious ones. My Captain America is Woody.
Yeah.
You know, Buzz. Iron Man is Buzz.
Yep.
Perfect. I mean, it's just there. I did come up with, I saw a lot of Hulk Sullies, and I almost went there, but then I had a better idea, and I put Thor for Sully. I thought that would be kind of an interesting choice. They're both very noble. They're tough on the outside, but warm on the inside. You know, they've got that leadership thing going. Obviously, there's a bit of a size discrepancy, but he is bigger, you know. So,
yeah,
I think it works. But I thought of Mei Li from Turning Red as Hulk. And that fits so perfectly.
Yes. It does. That is perfect. Yeah. Yes, when she gets angry or stressed or anything, she turns into the Red Panther. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. That is great.
Right?
Nice.
I was like, how could I not do that? And so I kicked Sully out of Thor, or Hulk, and put her. Yeah. Rosie from A Bug's Life, which is the Black Widow, as Black Widow. Okay. Obvious, but it had to happen.
How'd you figure that out?
It was tough. They were both things. Another obvious one for Hawkeye, Mirta from Brave. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
And then I saw Flick and Atta from Bug's Life as Ant-Man and Wasp, which this is the only one I have Ant-Man and Wasp on. But I was like, that's so fantastic. Like, how do you not do that?
That's great, yeah. That's a great list. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, there's more.
Oh.
I had a bunch of them. I did as many characters as I could think of. Okay. So on most of my list. So for Vision, I have... Yeah, I know. I went nuts. I got excited. For Vision, I went Wally.
Okay. Wally.
Wally. Vision.
I love it.
For my Star-Lord, I went Joe Gardner from Soul. Love of music.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I was thinking, instead of Wally, what's the futuristic looking one?
Eva?
Yeah, Eva. Or Eve. That might be better for Vision.
Yeah.
I mean, either works, really, but yeah.
Wally's just nicer.
Yeah, that's true.
Gamora, I went Bo Peep. You know, especially by the time you get to Toy Story 4 and she's, you know, kicking ass in the sandbox and stuff.
Yeah.
For Drax, I went Mater.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be funny.
That's true. Just everything goes over his head, but not really. And yeah. I love it.
For Rocket, I went Remy from Ratatouille. Obvious. I think I stole that one from something. But for Groot, I went Emil, which is his brother. He's just always eating stuff, and, you know, they kind of pal around.
Yeah. Yeah, that fits great.
For Loki, I went Randall from Monsters, Inc.
Which one's Randall?
Steve Buscemi's character, the chameleon guy. I thought that worked pretty well. For Ultron, I went Autopilot from Wall-E. I was pretty excited on that one. Yeah. I thought that was clever.
Yeah, that's good. That's clever.
And my Thanos, which I stole from Pinterest, was Zerg, because that just works.
Okay. Yeah, that works. Nice. Okay. My next one, I will go with... Let's see. Did you do a Nickelodeon one?
No.
Okay.
I thought about it because I knew you were going to... I saw that you were excited about it, and I almost did it, but I was just like, I got four already. I don't need more.
That's fair. And, you know, I don't know why, but the first kind of name or character that kind of popped in my head was Doug Funny. And I never ended up using him. I know. I love Doug, too, but I never ended up using him.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. I guess the internet kind of came up with better ideas, and I was like, yeah, these work better.
All right.
So, that's right. But Doug would be, you know, we're going to call Doug Nick Fury, just because
you don't have a Fury. Wears,
you know, Coil Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't have a Nick Fury. I only went with Cap, true, Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow, Hulk, and then Hawkeye.
All right.
All right. So, for my Captain America, I went with SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's divisive.
it is, but SpongeBob, he's very brave and he's very noble. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very true to his friends. So, and he's always trying to do the right thing. So he's my Captain America. That's Captain America. Okay.
Okay. All
right. Now, my Iron Man is Arnold from Hey Arnold.
Hmm.
Yes. He's smart. He's very resourceful. Not the arrogant side, of course. I don't think would fit in. Arnold never seemed to be very arrogant, but he's smart, resourceful, so I'm going to go. I went with that.
Okay.
All right. And for my Thor, I went with Chucky from Rugrats.
All right.
What was my reasoning here? He's kind of a timid character, but he's fiercely loyal, mm-hmm. and he's brave when he needs to be. So I went with that.
All right.
My Black Widow is Helga from Hey Arnold.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. That one fits for her. It's like, yeah. Helga, she's tough. Yeah. Again, with the no nonsense. So perfect.
But deep down, she is a nice person. It's very deep down from what I remember of Hey Arnold, but it is there. She's not a horrible, horrible person like a Roger Klotz or something.
Yeah. Now, my Hawkeye was kind of tough, but I ended up, again, went to the internet for advice, and the one I got here is Timmy Turner from the Fairly Odd Parents. So he's kind of a klutz, but he's very determined, and he tries his best. So, very clean pardon. And for my Hulk, I went with Ren and Stimpy. I had to combine them for this.
Well, Ren could be the Bruce Banner.
I thought about that, too.
And yeah, but he's the angry one. That's
Yeah. So they kind of just got to team up. So I guess they can be more of a smart Hulk where it's kind of both of them together.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of works.
All right.
Yeah, because like I said, Ren is very short-tempered, prone to outbursts, and Stimpy is strong and powerful. So I guess kind of together they are Hulk.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right. So there's my list with the Nickelodeon characters.
I like it. A lot of curveballs I was not expecting.
Yeah, great.
I thought about Nickelodeon, but honestly, I didn't grow up with the Nickelodeon cartoons as much as the others. Like, I didn't have Nickelodeon at my house, so I watched it like a neighbor's. Okay. And so I'm just not as familiar with those characters as I'd like to be. Though I love Ren and Stimpy. Right. Yeah. My next one is Disney in general. So, the princesses and all that stuff.
Oh, okay. This will be interesting.
Yeah. So, I went with Prince Charming from Sleeping Beauty for Captain America.
Okay.
Yeah. That one in particular, because he's the one that actually does something. And we just did a Disney-a-thon like a month or so ago, and just seeing him charge into battle against, Maleficent. I was just like, you know what? He's got that handsome, you know, he's a Prince Charming, mm-hmm. which Captain America is. But this one will actually do something. He's not just making out with chicks and comas in the woods. Like, he's taking charge, he's taking down the bad guy, riding in on the white horse. This is one I saw on Pinterest that I thought was really funny, which was Emperor Cusco as Iron Man.
Okay.
Super rich, super arrogant, very sweet arrogant. On the inside if you get there, but he works very much as a Tony Stark.
Yeah, I like it.
Hercules is Thor, which is a given. I mean, yeah. Duh. Beast is Hulk. Again, okay, duh.
Yeah.
I saw one that was Meg from Hercules as Black Widow. And I thought that was kind of clever.
Yeah. Yeah, that fits.
Yeah. She's kind of cross, you know, she works for the bad guys and the good guys when she's working with Hades. She's deceptive, but not totally evil.
Again, with the no nonsense can beat you up. Yeah, that works.
Robin Hood is Hawkeye. Duh.
Okay,
I saw on Pinterest Sebastian as Nick Fury, which I thought was kind of funny. Like he's trying to wrangle Ariel and get her to do the right thing, trying to get the Avengers to stay on the right path, but they just kind of do what they want and he has to deal with it.
That's, yeah, that fits. When you lay it out like that, it works.
Yeah. Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame as Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
I saw one of Timon as Quicksilver, which I thought was pretty clever.
Yeah.
The Cheshire Cat as Vision.
Okay.
Fading through things and disappearing and such, you know.
Yeah, okay.
That's really the only reason. Otherwise, it doesn't really make sense, but it's fine.
Yeah.
The Genie as Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Brings the magic out. I like it.
Yeah. Flynn Rider, which is the guy from Tangled, which I just saw for the first time a couple months ago, which is Zachary Levi, by the way. I did not realize.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's Star-Lord.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Princess Jasmine is Gamora.
Okay. Yeah. I like it.
Ralph of Wreck-It Ralph is Drax.
Okay.
Stitch is Rocket.
Okay, yeah, I love it.
I didn't come up with a Groot, but I got Scar as Loki.
Okay, yeah.
Hades as Ultron.
Yeah.
And I stole this from Pinterest, but Pete as Thanos.
Pete.
The guy that's always hassling Goofy, the big fat guy.
Oh, yeah, Pete the cat kind of character. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a cat, yeah.
He's something.
Yeah. Okay, I like it. I'm trying to think of who could we get as Groot.
That's tough. Well, I mean, there's the tree lady from Pocahontas.
Yeah, I guess my only correlation is they're both trees.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I know. That's why I kind of went. If you guys have better lists, please email in some. We'd love to read them on the show.
I'd love to hear them. Yeah, that'd be hilarious. All right. I'll save my quote-unquote favorite.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
All right. So the next one I went with is DC characters. You did throw that out there as an idea.
I almost did this. So I'm glad you did it because I almost did it, but I was at four and I was like, oh, God, just stop.
Yeah, doing it, it's like, yeah, this is all obvious answers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Captain America, Superman,
yeah.
Both strong, righteous heroes. Very, you know, they're leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man, Batman, they're both billionaire playboys who use their wealth and their intelligence to make their suits or their gadgets and all that.
Yeah.
Yep. Wonder Woman is Thor. Yeah, both godlike, very powerful. I have Aquaman as Hulk. I know he doesn't get bigger, but he is also, he's very strong, very brute force kind of a hero.
That is interesting.
Yeah, okay. I got.
I mean, I'm
interesting out of that. That's good.
That's not what I would have picked for sure for Hulk. I'm not sure who I would. I guess maybe Beast Boy would be an interesting Hulk.
Oh yeah,
because he turns into different. Yeah, but
and it's green.
And it's green.
That works.
I'm not very clever.
I mean, neither am I. My Black Widow, I have as Green Lantern, just because they're very skilled fighters and they use kind of a variety of weapons and stuff like that.
Interesting. I would assume it's the Jessica Cruz Green Lantern to do there. Well, I mean, absolutely. Unless you want it to be Hal Jordan. You know.
Hey, why not? You know, I know in the MCU, the Black Widows are usually female, but I mean, a Black Widow is still just...
It could be Ryan Reynolds. I mean, why not?
Exactly.
He's very talented. He can do anything.
That's right. And for my Hawkeye, I have Green Arrow because they both shoot arrows.
That's
very
true.
Skilled archers.
Yeah. So
it worked.
That's fair.
Awesome. Okay, so our last ones, right? Mm-hmm. Is you end up going with more than four. Okay.
Oh, I got four. My last one is the one I was the most excited for, and when I stumbled upon it, I was like, yes, this is just me all up and down. The Matt Groening universe, which is The
that's
Simpsons.
That's not where I thought you were going.
Which is The Simpsons and Futurama.
Nice. I thought you were going horror. Which I thought would have been very interesting to see how you fit it
that
in.
That would have been... We might have to do a volume two of
this. None of them are really good. Yeah,
no,
let's do a
that would
two.
Have been... Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's tough. I mean, they're all evil jerks.
They are all evil, but I guess if you were like... I guess if you were building Thunderbolts, so you'd pick the bad side of things.
True.
Maybe it'd work like that.
That'd be cool.
More of the leader of all these evil people. A more of a smart, intelligent type one for...
You know what? What's right? Someone write this down. Maybe you this time. What when when we're getting? I mean, Thunderbolts is a long ways away, but when we get to Thunderbolts, we'll do like we did with Civil War and pick our Avengers kickball team. It's our Thunderbolts, but like this.
Okay.
So we'll villainize Thunderbolts for different universes.
Let's do it.
All right. You heard it here first. Because this is where we started.
That's right.
All
right.
I got quite a few on. About as many as before, I guess. But I got a full-on list here for the Matt Groening universe. So this one took a minute. But I saw this and I went, you know what? That's funny. Grandpa Simpson as Captain America. Just.
I love it.
He is a million years old but never dies. He was a war veteran. Like. I think at one point during World War II, during the fighting hellfish, like, it just made... I had Homer, but I was like, how do you not make Homer who Homer is? So,
yeah,
you just kind of have to. I went... For Iron Man, I went with Lisa. Brainiac, know-it-all, very full of herself, has to be the smartest one in the room.
Yeah.
And would actually pull this off. I think Martin might be a good pick, but he's a little too weenie-ish.
Okay, you could have also gone with Bender, just because he's already.
Oh, I've got Bender on here.
Okay.
For Thor, I went with Willie, because I thought that was kind of funny. I saw that on Pinterest, and I was like, that's kind of funny. Groundskeeper Willie is Thor. The beard and just the crazy outbursts of rage.
For some reason, I'm picturing him. In some episode where he was like super ripped or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
When there are several times where, like, when I think it's when Bart's stuck in the well and he just rips off his shirt and he's just jacked to high heaven.
Yeah.
Hulk is Homer for very obvious reasons. They even did it in the show.
Okay.
When they had Stan Lee on.
Oh, nice.
And he fell in green paint and. Had these like boils forming on the back of his neck, so it looked like he was just getting all jacked and stuff. Like, yeah, not That's original, funny. But it's funny. I went with for Black Widow, Marge. I thought that would be good. Hmm. Like, she seems nice, but when you piss her off more than enough, she can fly into a fit of rage and murder a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. This one was Bart was tough, but I went with Hawkeye.
Okay. He's got a slingshot, right? So.
Yeah, I had him as Loki because I saw that on Pinterest and I was like, that's clever, you know, trickster and stuff. Like, that makes perfect sense. But I thought of someone else for Loki that I was a little happier with. So I went with Hawkeye. Like, he's kind of a rebel. He's got the spiky hair. But, you know, deep down, even though Bart's a piece of shit, he's also a very sweet, lovable kid. More or less trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
My All Nick right. Fury is Carl. I saw it on Pinterest. Now that makes sense. It's fine. Apu might have been funny, but Carl's works good. I thought for Scarlet Witch, Maggie would be funny. She's kind of mischievous. She's a witch in one of the Treehouse of Horrors. Like, she kind of has that... Like, she's all sweet and innocent, but deep down, she's kind of a horrible monster and shoots Mr. Burns and has that grudge match with the unibrow baby.
It works.
My vision is Mr. Smithers, which okay. will make a lot more sense when we get to Ultron. Gotta say, throw that out there.
Okay.
My Doctor Strange is Professor Frink. They're both doctors. Makes sense.
Okay.
This is the only one I have a Spider-Man on, but Milhouse seemed like a very good Spider-Man. He's definitely a Peter Parker nerd.
Yeah. Milhouse.
Thrill-ho. That's a deep cut, if you don't know.
I don't know.
It's from the Christmas episode when they have, oh God, what's the game called? It's like a Mortal Kombat, okay. but it's like Bonesaw or some weird thing. And it's where you put in your name to play, you know, for the record of playing the game. And he types in Thrill House, but there's not enough spaces, so it just says Thrill Ho.
Okay. I like that. That's funny. Yeah. I like Thrill House too, though.
Yeah. For Star Lord, I have Fry from Futurama.
Yeah, okay.
It just works perfect. A lot of the Futurama ones are very obvious. Gamora is Leela.
Mm-hmm.
I went with, for Drax, I went Zoidberg.
Okay.
That seemed to make the most sense. I had a tough time placing Zoidberg. I almost had him as Groot, but I felt like he'd be a better Drax. And for Rocket, I have Bender.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, that actually works. Just the snarky sarcasticness of them both. Yeah, that fits.
And just making machines that are willing to kill all humans. Like, that's that's very Rocket.
Yes.
For Groot, I have Hermes, because that made the most sense out of the cast I had. I didn't really go back to the Simpsons well for the Guardians. And then I saw one that had Mantis as Amy, which I thought worked perfectly. So I did that. My Loki is Sideshow Bob. And when I came up with that, like, okay, I have to have Bart as someone else. Like, Sideshow Bob seems like a very good Loki.
Yeah, that feels great.
Very mischievous, always coming up with schemes to kill Thor and the Avengers, but always coming up short.
Yeah.
My Ultron, if you haven't guessed, is Mr. Burns.
Okay, yeah.
Megalomaniacal, taking over the world, you know, nuclear reactor that could blot out the sun. Like, that's very Ultron. I thought Thanos would be good for comic book guy. Like, I could see him wanting to bring balance to the universe because it's not comic book accurate enough. And he wants to wipe out half of existence because they don't read the right comics to make the right superhero movies.
Yes. So. Yeah. That works. I like it. Yeah. Nice. That's a good list.
Thanks. I was very happy with that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. So my fourth list here, our final one here, I was trying to think, like, what do I love that I can do in as a list? It's Star Wars. So I picked Star Wars characters as Avengers.
That's fair.
Some of these are kind of obvious, but that's okay. We're having fun with this.
Yeah.
So my Han Solo is Captain America.
Interesting.
Very brave. Yeah, I know. It was a...
That's tough.
Go ahead.
I could totally, like, that seems like a obviously a Luke Skywalker role, but although given how Luke kind of turned, well, yeah, I don't know. That's tough. That's
just it was. But when I saw the reasoning for Luke being someone else, I was like, okay, that works. I'll accept that.
Okay.
Brave trying to do the right thing. My Iron Man is Lando. That one's just, perfect. Lando's very smooth-talking, resourceful.
Ladies' man.
Always, you know, you're starting out looking out for just himself, but eventually is kind of being that more of a hero in the end. So, works perfect. My Black Widow's Princess Leia. Again, very strong, capable warrior. You know, speaks her mind, very tough. She can beat you up. She can put you down. So, that fit there. And Luke, I ended up going with Thor. Just because he's a Jedi Knight, so he harnesses the power of the Force, just like Thor kind of harnesses the power of Mjolnir. That was where I came up with. I was like, okay, that works.
Yeah, I take that.
Yeah. My Hulk is Chewbacca. It fits perfect.
Yeah. I was going to say, he'd be angry. A good Groot, obviously. But
yes, that is true, too. Oh, man. Yeah, if he was my Groot, I don't know who would be my Hulk.
Hmm.
I don't know. Someone else.
Bobby Frick. I'd have to
think about it more. And for my Hawkeye, I ended up going with Cad Bane. And so I tried to go just live action for this, and then this one worked.
Yeah.
Because we did get him. A lot of people would probably know him from the Clone Wars, the animated series. But he was in the Book of Boba Fett.
True.
So it works. You know, a sharpshooter, very skilled marksman. So
that was like one of my only things I actually liked about Book of Boba Fett. So there's that. Well, I didn't mean to.
You're killing me over here. Jeez. Yeah,
cause up a stir. That was mostly a joke.
So yes, there was my list. I thought that was a fun one. But yeah, these were ended up being a lot more fun than I expected. When you first told me, I was like, that's gonna be tough, but okay, you know, I'll get on the internet and try and get ideas from there, and I did, and got some more and more and more, and it was it was fun. And then chatting it up, thinking of stuff and hearing yours, and this was fun.
Yeah, this was fun. We should definitely do it again. Obviously not too soon, so you don't get sick of it, you listeners out there. But yeah, this was a lot of fun. You know what? The only reason I would push hard for Luke as Captain America is because Steve goes through that dark period in Civil War and Infinity War where he grows the beard and he's kind of a rebel. Right. And that's kind of where we found Luke in the sequel trilogy. And then he kind of has his redemption back. But
no, that's a great point.
No wrong answers here. This is what we want to see. So
that's right. Well put, sir. Yeah.
Please send in yours if you have them and you want to. And even if you don't want to, just do it anyway. That'd be great. And we'll read them on air if you like.
Yeah,
it'd be a lot of fun.
Either anonymously or we'll shout you out. Whichever one you want.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a full list. If you just thought, hey, I thought this would be hilarious for so-and-so, go for it. We'd love it.
For sure. Yeah, this was cool. I like it.
Yes.
All right. So, next episode, I don't know if it'll be next week or the week after, but next episode we are back to a movie. That's how this is going to work. We're going to do a movie a topic down the line throughout the year. So we're back into the realm of movies, which this one is Jeremy's, and he's going to tell us, if you can't figure it out already, what that movie is going to be and who might be joining us to talk about it. Do you forget already?
This is going to be my movie? I thought this was your movie. I know.
I'm an idiot. No, that's right. You didn't have the duck. This was I'm a big your old movie. Dummy face. It's you know what's weird? Right. It's mine. What's weird?
It is.
Yeah, I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
Because I know it is weird because normally it's Justin's topic, my topic, Justin's mine. Back and forth.
And that's not the way it is. It's going to be weird.
For this season, it's different. Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot.
It's not always
going to
be. You know, Justin does too. I do too. Justin does too. I think there's somewhere in there where it like switches back and forth. So, you know what? This season is going to be wild. All right.
Super wild. I'm dumb and I will be the first to admit it all the time. Yeah. Because, you know, so my movie, because you did Howard the Duck. Why would you do two movies in a row? That's stupid. Why would you even think that, Jeremy? I can't believe you would think that. Not to mention, this makes perfect sense given the show that I used to do and don't do anymore. So let's just, I don't know why you brought us down this weird road, Jeremy, but I'm going to bring us back. Next week or the week after or somewhere there in between, we are going to cover the Wesley Snipes blockbuster Blade with Brandon. Yes. A lot of bees. Blockbuster Blade Brandon.
Ooh,
boom.
I like it. That sounds great.
Yeah. So our dear friend and my ex-co-host from Pod and Gore, we're going to have him on to do Blade for obvious reasons. Hopefully he remembers and has the time for us, and we'll get that all squared away. So,
absolutely.
If not, it'll just be the two of us gabbing about it like we did with Howard the Duck. But
it should be
fun. At any rate. Yeah, so I'm very excited for Blade. Go watch it if you haven't yet. I think it's on, streaming somewhere. I just put a bunch of like old comic book movies on my Vudu because they have that disc to digital where you scan the barcode for like $2. So I put a bunch of them on there. And I'm very excited. So yeah, watch Blade. Nice. We're talking about that next. Let's wrap this up before I ramble on any further than I already have.
All right, we can do that. So if you have any ideas for a topic episode, you know, reach out, or like we said, if you have a list of, it doesn't have to be one of the lists that we said. If you have your own list, write that in. But send it to us. Go to our website, wearemarvelpod.com. You can email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com. Any of our social media, wearemarvelpod. If you go to the website, you can get the links to our social media. I think there's an email one, or at least a contact form. Or you can visit our merchandise page. Get a shirt, mug, stickers, whatever you want on there. It's pretty cool. But until then, I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. It's been fun. We look forward to next week, hopefully with Brandon, fingers crossed. I think we will, though, so it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But until then, I have been Jeremy.
And I have been Justin.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.